This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, November 28th. God's word to you today is, Dear Woman. Our scripture reading is taken from John 20, verse 14, and it says, She turned to leave and saw someone standing there. It was Jesus, but she didn't recognize him. The only thing that could satisfy the thirst Mary had was Jesus. Like we said yesterday, Mary was not impressed, nor with the head coverings that were majestically arranged. She was not even impressed with the angels. Mary came to seek Jesus and nothing else would do. Nothing else. When you go to church, you're supposed to go seeking Jesus. But sometimes people go to church and they're impressed with the linen. They're impressed with the folding of the cloth. And they're impressed with the order. They're impressed with the parking, the choir, the ushers, the media, and with the backdrop. They leave church impressed with how beautiful church was. Some will see beyond the linen, the order, and the arrangement. Some will actually have a supernatural experience, and they will see angels. A lot of people have told me they saw angels at different times in God's Favorite House. Mary was not impressed. Some people are satisfied with seeing angels alone. I went to church and I saw angels. Some people will flock to church just because they heard about the angels there. Some people are drawn to the supernatural part of church, and there is nothing wrong with the supernatural part of church. But Mary was not impressed. She came to see Jesus, and she was not going to leave because she had seen the linen or the head cover, and definitely not because she had seen angels. Some people see angels and they testify about it. The question is, did you see Jesus? I did not see Jesus, but God opened my eyes and I saw powerful angels. It means nothing. We are seeking Jesus. The angels are here, but we are seeking Jesus. It is so important that we understand our priorities. You can have a supernatural experience without actually seeing Jesus. But when you have a supernatural experience, it is a pointer that Jesus is somewhere near. The challenge is when people experience angels, they are satisfied. They do not know that the presence of angels shows that Jesus is around the corner. If you're seeing angelic presence, do not get distracted. Jesus is around the corner. Just keep seeking him and you will see him. John 20 verse 15 says, Dear woman, why are you crying? Jesus asked her. Who are you looking for? She thought he was the gardener. Sir, she said, if you have taken him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will go and get him. Note that the angels did not ask Mary who she was looking for. Pause here for a moment. This was a woman. Perhaps she was the only one left there. Perhaps the other Mary and Salome had gone. This was Jesus' dead corpse she was seeking. And this woman was saying to someone she thought was the gardener, just show me where he is, and I will carry him myself. I do not need to call Peter or John. I do not need their muscles. I will carry him myself. That is so profound. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. King of endless worth, nothing could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'll give you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within to the way things appear. You looking deep in my heart. I'm going back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus.
Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.